Blackstone presents How to Survive a Modern-Day Fairy Tale by L. Cruz. This book is read by Jennifer Aquino. For Oliver. Chapter 1. Some people chased a high by doing drugs. Claire Ventura had never understood that. The best high she'd ever experienced was seeing people's reactions to her homemade sugar cookies. It was Friday morning. Everyone at her grandmother's assisted living facility knew what Fridays meant. The staff's faces lit up as Claire came striding in, rolling her fold-up cart full of goodies. She was going to knock their socks off today.
"Good morning, Miss Claire," the receptionist said. "Good morning, Rose," she replied as she signed in. "You sound cheerful today. I wonder why." Claire removed a cellophane-wrapped cookie from her cart, and she got the reaction she was hoping for right as Rose's eyes landed on it.
"Oh my goodness, Miss Claire, I can't believe it," she cried. "It's a rose. I couldn't eat this. It's so pretty. I am never going to eat this."
"You have to eat it," Claire said. "That's part of the magic. Not only do you get to enjoy how pretty it is, but you get to taste how delicious it is, too."
"Thank you so much," Rose gushed again.
She clutched the cookie to her heart like it was a long-lost family heirloom.
"You are the sweetest thing."
"It's the least I can do for you and the rest of the staff. You are always so nice every time I call, and everyone takes such good care of my Lola." Her first stop was a success. On to the next. She rolled her cart down the carpeted hallway toward the nurse's station. After dropping off a box full of flower-shaped cookies and receiving the oohs and ahs she lived for, she headed off toward her grandmother's room. Claire rolled her cart to the elevator and punched in the secret code to access the second floor. Lola had only been living there for about 3 months, but it was a tough transition. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's a few years ago, and it had gotten steadily worse. No one in the family had been prepared for how drastically it would change her. It all came to a head a few months ago when the caregiver at Lola's house called Claire, frantically screaming that Lola had disappeared. It turned out Lola had decided to go for a walk. She was found 5 miles away at a strip mall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?